Hello, and welcome to For Good, Central Indiana Community Foundation's podcast highlighting stories about passion, purpose, and progress in Marion and Hamilton counties. Today, mental health. Why did more people die by suicide than by car accident in 2015? Why do more women suffer from depression than men? The Women's Fund of Central Indiana, a special interest fund of CICF, wants to change the direction of mental health in our community, and they're gathering partners to help them do just that.
I would cry in the morning before work, I would cry after work, and, you know, really have to drag myself out the door to go.
2 out of every 10 Hoosiers lives with mental illness.
I felt like, okay, well, if I follow through and kill myself, I won't be in pain anymore.
In 2015, more Hoosiers died by suicide than in car accidents. And among young people in Indiana, about 12% have suffered depression within the last year. Dr. Virginia Kane, director of the Marion County Health Department.
Depression is the most common mental health condition that there is. It disrupts our thinking, our mood, our ability to relate to others, and it also reflects a rise in poor mental health that's now occurring in Marion County.
Civic leaders across Hamilton and Marion counties know that this is a public crisis. Fisher's Mayor Scott Fadness.
2 weeks ago, we had a middle-aged male kill himself. Last week, we had a gentleman shoot himself in the chest.
Women's Fund of Central Indiana, a special interest fund of Central Indiana Community Foundation, is determined to bring awareness to mental health issues in our communities by bringing together community partners to join the National Campaign to Change Direction on Mental Health.
One of the most important things about the Campaign to Change Direction is helping normalize the conversation around mental health. We want every Hoosier to understand that their mental wellness is just as important as their physical wellness, and not to be afraid to reach out and ask for help, or be afraid to reach out and provide care to someone who needs help.
By removing barriers to good mental health for the Central Indiana community, Women's Fund is fulfilling its mission to create more options and opportunities for women and girls, as well as their families. It is an illness that knows no boundaries, no race, sex, or socioeconomic barriers. But depression is twice as common in women as men.
I didn't realize the gravity of the situation until I was really at a point of no return.
Angela Jordan was in a challenging corporate position when stress and eventually depression took over.
Luckily, the people I worked with really thought I did a great job. So there, you know, that was nice. But inside I was, you know, suffering, making it through the day, basically, surviving. I had what's called suicidal ideation. And, you know, that means that you haven't exactly made a plan and a time to do it, but you've thought about it. And it's certainly something that you want to do. Once I got to that stage, that I realized, okay, this is really bad. This is not me just having the Sunday afternoon blues. This is a real thing. Coming to that realization was hard.
Angela finally sought help at the St. Vincent Stress Center.
Taking that initial step and admitting it is so liberating. And my friends were overwhelmingly supportive and kind, which I should have anticipated but didn't. I really could probably count on one hand the people I've encountered in my life who have not been affected by mental health in some capacity.
Last year, 13 people took their lives and another 47 made serious attempts at taking their life.
Mayor Scott Fadness of Fishers is speaking at a Women's Fund press conference announcing the regional campaign to change direction.
Yet if I go to a cocktail party in Fishers and ask people what the issues are in Fishers, they'll talk about crime, they'll probably talk about traffic, but they won't bring up mental health. And that's a problem.
Women's Fund's efforts to normalize conversations about mental health have attracted partnerships with 9 cities, including Fishers and Indianapolis. Here's Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett.
If you walk down the street to the Marion County Jail this very day, you will find an incarcerated population, both men and women, that may exceed 30 to 40% who have some kind of mental health or mental illness related challenge. In terms of addiction, the numbers are even higher. And we intend, as a city, to fully embrace with the Women's Fund, with all of our corporate and higher educational partners, to make a change in direction here in the city of Indianapolis and on behalf of every resident of this great city.
Hospitals, health departments, chambers, foundations, businesses, 46 college campuses, which include 300,000 students, have all joined the effort to advocate for open, honest conversations about mental health in Central Indiana. Dr. Sue Elsperman is the president of Ivy Tech University.
We serve a very important group of people. Many of them don't have access to the health care that others may have. They are a mostly part-time student body, many of them working, many of them in the working poor. And yet we need them to be with us and we need them to be healthy.
As a first step to changing direction on mental health, local partners pledge to ensure that within 5 years, every Central Indiana resident will know how to recognize and respond to the five signs of emotional distress.
The five signs of emotional suffering are personality change, agitation, withdrawal, poor self-care, and hopelessness.
Knowing these five signs is a first step toward helping those who suffer. In Fishers, Mayor Fadness looks for progress.
How do we bring these people out of the darkness? How do we bring people that are living in quiet despair forward to get the help that they need? And that's why when Jennifer and the team at the Women's Fund approached the city of Fishers, we absolutely were thrilled with this concept. This is not an urban or suburban issue. This is a human issue.
Mental illnesses need to be diagnosed and treated just like physical ones.
We all know the signs of a heart attack. Raise your hand if you know the signs of a heart attack, right? We all know those. We don't know the signs of emotional suffering.
Recognizing and responding to the signs of mental illness could make life better for all of Central Indiana's 9 million residents.
It is important for Women's Fund to take the lead on the campaign to change direction because we know that women suffer depression at twice the rate that men do. We know that women are the primary decision makers regarding healthcare for their families. And when women are healthy, their families are healthy and our community is healthy.
It's rewarding, it's gratifying.
Angela Jordan got better with professional intervention. Today, she works as a life coach, drawing on her own experiences to help others realize their potentials.
Some of my clients have even said, it was your biography on your website that brought me here. It was your story. So I always encourage people to share their story.
Women's Fund wants every Hoosier to recognize the signs of emotional suffering and to feel comfortable speaking openly about their concerns and receive the care they need. If you are in crisis, text HELLO to 741741 for anonymous free crisis counseling, or visit womensfund.org for a list of more resources.
Just tell someone you know, a friend or family member, or, you know, search online for local resources. Whatever you can do to get the process in motion to get yourself well sooner. And it's okay. It's okay to be vulnerable. You have people around you who are here to support you.
That's today's episode. If you liked what you heard today, we hope you'll subscribe to For Good on your favorite podcast app. And while you're there, don't forget to leave us a review. Next on For Good, we'll learn about a new program in Hamilton County to help seniors safely age in place and access assistance with one call to one place.